specifically something else? The Son of David. The Son of David. That's great, isn't it? David, we remember him from the Christmas story, don't we? He's the Son of David. Yes? Yes, thank you, Tabby. Is he the Son of David? Is his dad called David? Did we get a picture of him up on the screen earlier on? No? The Son of David was a title that was particularly important and significant because God had made a promise hundreds of years before to King David. King David was one of the greatest Jewish kings because he just loved God so much. Because he loved God so much, he wasn't a perfect king. In fact, he did some lots of stupid things, really. But because he loved God so much, God promised him that one day one of his descendants would be the one king who would come and rule and establish an eternal, everlasting kingdom. And so the Jewish people were waiting for that person to come. They were waiting for the Son of David. They were waiting for the Messiah to come and to be the king of an everlasting kingdom. Now, the Son of David was a title that all the Jewish people knew. But not only did they know that there were titles, there was this name that God had given that would come to the Messiah, but there were also other prophecies, other things that God had told people hundreds of years before. What else do you think might have been a prophetic thing that Jesus chose to do on Palm Sunday? Were you listening to the story? What else did Jesus do in the story? Joshua, what else did Jesus do in the story? Anybody? Rue, what else did Jesus do in the story? He threw a parade. He went on a big march. He marched into Jerusalem. Like this, march like this. Is that what he did, Rue? Reuben? Thank you, Margie. He rode on a donkey. And you know what? God had promised that the Messiah, when he came, would do that. And so, do you know what? The rest of the time in Jesus' life, when people said, "Are you the Messiah?" Do you know what his response was? No. He used to go, "Shh, don't tell anyone." That's what he used to say. But on this occasion, instead of saying, "Shh, don't tell anyone," Jesus says, "Ta-da!" Did we manage to get the video clip? Can we watch the video clip?
And now Mr. Stark has prepared a statement. He will not be taking any questions. Thank you.
Been a while since I was in front of you. I figure I'll stick to the cards this time. There's been speculation that I was involved in the events that occurred on the freeway and the rooftop.
I'm sorry, Mr. Stark, but do you honestly expect us to believe that that was a bodyguard in a suit that conveniently appeared, despite the fact that...
I know that it's confusing. It is one thing to question the official story and another thing entirely to make wild accusations or insinuate that I'm a superhero.
I never said you were a superhero.
Didn't? Mm-mm. Well, good, because that would be outlandish and fantastic. I'm just not the hero type, clearly, with this laundry list of character defects, all the mistakes I made, largely public. Yeah. The truth is, I am Iron Man.
Awesome. Thank you, Tony. So basically, Palm Sunday is the day.
My God.
When Jesus says, I am Iron Man. Jesus finally, in this moment, says, yes, I am going to show you that I am the one that the Heavenly Father sent. God, therefore, on that day proclaims over Jesus Christ that he is the one whom God sent. God is sending and that day and is the one that God delights in, has fulfilled all of God's promises. Now, as we think about this story for ourselves, I wonder if you think of yourself not just as being the son or the daughter of your parents, but actually reminding yourself that just like Jesus, because he died and opened the way for us to be made part of God's family, then we too are the children of God. And God declares his love over each one of us. We are precious to him. We are each important. He has given us gifts, abilities, strengths, and his growing character in each one of us, so that just like Jesus, we would learn how to listen and hear what God is saying about who we are, in order that we can march with confidence into every area of our lives and speak with who we are about the fact that we are God's children. I wonder if, as you walk, you carry the air of being a child of God. Do you walk into a room and think, I'm a child of God. God loves me. I can do all things through Jesus Christ who gives me strength. Is that how you walk into a room? Sometimes. Yes, Tabby, is that how you walk into a room? Awesome. That is how we should be walking into the room. Or rolling into the room, if you roll. Who are we declaring that we are by the way that we live? Are we fulfilling what God's purposes are for our lives? Are we living out, like Jesus did, obedience to the Heavenly Father? Are we doing everything? Are we so attuned? Is our attention on our Heavenly Father enough that we can hear what he says about who we are so that we can live that out? I wonder if you know what the word Christian actually means. Do you know what the word Christian means? Yeah, kind of. Actually, go on, Carol. A little Christ. We do celebrate Christmas. You're right, Abby, we do. The word Christian means little Christ. And it was first used about the believers in Jesus in Antioch. Because they lived in such a way that their lives were an imitation of Jesus. And just like we reflected earlier on with all the pictures of everybody's mums and dads, genetically we can look a little bit like our parents. You might find that that's a blessing or a curse. But actually, the more time we spend with somebody, the more we begin to look like them. Because our faces pick up their facial mannerisms. Our words become shaped. Yeah, it's true. Sorry about that, Jess. Our words, we begin to imitate the words that they use, the phrases that they use, and there's all ways in which we become more and more like the people that we spend the most time with. If we spend more time with Jesus, then we will become more like him, the same way that the believers in Antioch did, and they became known as little Christs because they were just like Jesus. And so Palm Sunday is not just about celebrating. We do celebrate. We say, Hosanna. We say, we love you, Jesus. Still today, we want you to be our King. And that's an important part of what Palm Sunday is. But also, it's important for us each and every day to live out wherever we go, whatever we do, to live out our lives in obedience to God, allowing him to declare who we are, listening to what he says about us, and then living it out so that we too can be little Christs. We can show and declare that we are the sons of our Heavenly Father, bringing his kingdom into the world and into our particular part of the world as well. So let's hold on to that, remember that, as we move into the next section.